Thank you for being with us. It's 11:13, just going into 11:14, and everything's running a little bit early this morning. The trains are running a little early, Mabel Louise.
Okay.
So are you ready to hop on?
I'm ready to hop on the train and get with my dear people.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, so I'll say another good morning. Yes, it's another cloudy day, but what will we expect of November? There are lots of cloudy days in November. And we know that ahead of time. But you know what? It's balmy outside and the snow has covered those dirty areas. So we can be thanks. I'm so blessed. And if it's icy, you know what? One of the staff come rushing out to my car to help me to get into the building. How nice is that? Caleb watched for me this morning and there he was right by the car door to help me to get in the building. Well, only one more day left in November. Wow, how time flies. Did you send a gift during November? I hope you did, because any help you can give financially will help us to end the year in the black. And that, of course, would be wonderful. And you've been so faithful through the years. Thank you so much. Well, on my last broadcast, I spoke to you on the subject of do you, and I should add, do I, have an attitude of gratitude? Yes, that's what it's all about, all during the year, but we've sort of centralized the month of November as Thanks Month. And I used on my last broadcast a portion of scripture found over in Luke chapter 17, telling us about the 10 lepers. Jesus was on one of his ministry journeys, and he entered a village, and there in the distance were 10 lepers. And they came to meet him there. Apparently, they had heard about his healing powers. And of course, they stood afar off and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and gave thanks for his healing. Jesus then asked him, where are the other nine that were healed? I remember so vividly, excuse me, my husband and I spoke at a leper colony in northern Brazil. I'll never forget the awful appearance of those dear people. I can imagine how thankful those men were who returned, it's that one man, I should say, who returned to thank Jesus. He must have felt the sores and the awful pus and the blood and the disfigurement fade away. Wow. No wonder Jesus asked about the nine who never said the word, thank you. So the question is, how do we develop an attitude of gratitude? So let me give you five things that I thought of, and I'm sure there are many more. Just sitting down and making a list of all the blessings that the Lord has given you would be, of course, a great way. And many of you keep diaries, and you can include in that the day, special days of thanksgiving, of things that happened to you. But first, let me give you what I thought about, and that is thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude is a choice. That's right. You have to make a choice. The nine lepers were so excited over their healing that they ran off to do their own bidding, whatever they needed to do. And of course, they'd been ostracized because of the disease. So now they wanted to enter in to freedom to do whatever they wanted to do. In other words, I think they wanted to make up for lost time. You see, lepers were not allowed to be with normal people. So I guess they were going to socialize and do those things that they missed out on for the past months or maybe even years. How like most of us today, each one of us doing our own thing. Wow. The Bible said we would be doing that in the end times. So let me repeat. The first thing would be make a choice that I am going to be thankful and show my gratitude. Well, the second thing that I thought of was a selfish attitude cancels out an attitude of gratitude. And oh, who doesn't fight selfishness? The classic example is old Scrooge, and that's brought to our mind as we enter the holiday season. Scrooge, by the way, had a lot to be thankful for, but he certainly had no intention of developing an attitude of gratitude. You see, the more we turn inward and look at me, 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 or my, or I, the more perverted we become until we are turned into a grumpy person. And we dislike everything and everyone. Oh my goodness. So we have a choice, and a selfish attitude will cancel out any attitude of gratitude. The third thing that I thought about was to be thankful was should be in our lives as believers a Christian lifestyle. There are many verses of Scripture that teach us how and even command us to be thankful. I read many of them on my last broadcast. And the more you love the Lord, the more thankful you should become, because you realize that Jesus is and who he is and all that he has done for us every single day. How could we not be thankful for our so great salvation? One of the verses that I love to use during Christmas is, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift," that wonderful gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we need to stop and think thanks, and also to pray to the Lord for help in our attitude of thankfulness. Yes, it comes by praying that the Lord will help us to be thankful Christians instead of those who always look on the dark side, finding something to complain about. And then fourthly, we need to act upon the attitude by having a habit of speaking thankfulness. I remember as a child, my mother never allowed me to have anything unless I said, "Please, may I have a drink of water, please, Mother?" And if she gave me one, and of course she did, I would answer, "Thank you, Mother." So whatever I wanted, and I refused to say thank you, I didn't get that drink until I did. So maybe we need to be more careful today in rearing children to remind them to be thankful. After all, it should be a discipline in our lives. And then fifthly, and that's the last one that I pondered about, why do you think that the Lord commanded us to have an attitude of gratitude? That's right, he did. Well, I think it's because God has a specific purpose for thankfulness. You see, when we're thankful, we become more aware of his presence and more motivated to find his real purpose for our lives. Thankfulness teaches us to trust God. That's right. To build up our faith through the word and to recognize our dependence upon him. In fact, the Bible says to be thankful in all things over in 1 Thessalonians. The Bible tells us also first that we must be a child of God. Then we will receive the Holy Spirit who will enable us to be more like Jesus. The Holy Spirit will also do the work that the Lord wants us to do through us and to teach us to express gratitude even when it's during a difficult time in our lives. I've known of two sudden deaths of friends of the radio station. Very young, in the 60s. And their hearts are broken and, of course, asking why. Only the Lord knows that answer. We can't answer it ourselves. I asked that 25 years ago when my sweetheart was taken in death. It's hard to believe he's been in heaven 25 years. But those are troublesome times. But even in the midst of the sorrow, the Holy Spirit wants to comfort those who are hurting and teaches us in everything give thanks, for this is the will of your Heavenly Father. So being thankful allows us to rise above our situations and circumstances and problems, and it helps us to keep our focus on the Lord. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." A little boy once said, "Salt is what spoils potatoes when you leave it out." That's so true, isn't it? And I would love to have more, but I've had to cut down on salt. But believe me, I'd love to add a big shaker more, but I don't. And using the same kind of negative definition, we can say, well, gratitude is what spoils life when it's left out. Well, some of the most grateful people I know have very few material possessions, very little money in their bank accounts. A character in one of Charles Dickens' stories said this, and I quote, "My not knowing at one meal where I shall get the next is a great help to me to be thankful." You see, riches, on the other hand, may be a handicap. A wealthy woman told her doctor that she was frustrated by a restless desire to get more and more and more things. And he answered her by saying, "These are the usual symptoms of too much ease in the home and too little gratitude in the heart." For a special occasion of national celebration, they had just brought in the Ark of the Covenant. King David wrote a song to guide his people in praising God on that day for and to be thankful. Here's what he wrote. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk to you of all of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Isn't that a beautiful portion of Scripture? And he goes on to say, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 centuries ago, Matthias Claudius wrote, we thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gifts have we to offer for all thy love imparts, but that which thou desirest, our humble, thankful hearts. You know, I quoted that when I was a kid in grade school for a Thanksgiving celebration. And I remember it to this day. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So then thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. Don't we have so much to be thankful for every day? The Lord provides all of our needs, so let's make Thanksgiving a year-long celebration. After all, for the Christian, Thanksgiving is not just a day, it's a way of life. So as we enter the busyness of the holiday season, let's remember God's unspeakable gift to us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How can we have an attitude of gratitude when the Lord has done so much for us? Well, my prayer today is that each of us, and that certainly includes me, that we examine our hearts and make sure that we exercise an attitude of gratitude all year long, especially during the holiday season when we give gifts and we share with others. Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.